I didn't do it. I'll do it afterwards. All right, Tavos, say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Vav. So we're beginning on the bottom of Hamad base, three lines are from the bottom. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, remember we had a fundamental machlokus between Rav Masna and Bar Pada in the Gemara, beginning of the Gemara. Here's the good news. Everyone agreed in the Mishnah, which is always very nice. And what was the agreement in the Mishnah? That if a person says, Harini Nazir, and does not go ahead and qualify, or for that matter, quantify, how long the duration of the, or I should say, the duration of their Neder Nazirus, so the Mishnah says, Stam Nazirus Lamayom, 30 days. So if you remember, again, we had a Machlokes, Rav Masna and Bar Pada, as to where you derive that from. So Rav Masna said, we get it from the Gematria, the numerical value of the word Yihyeh, Kadosh Yihyeh. And Bar Pada says that we learn it out from where? From the number of times that the word Nazir Lahazir appears in the Torah. The interesting difference, of course, becomes that according to Bar Pada, there are only 29 occurrences of that word. So which, of course, interestingly enough, yields a different type of Nazirus. According to Rav Masna, it appears that Nazirus is a full 30 days. According to Bar Pada, Nazirus is really full 29 days, with the 30th day representing the day for the sacrificial rites, bless you, as well as the hair cutting. So says the Gemara, so we'll say now we're picking up Tanan. Three lines are from the bottom, Hayam and Beis. Tanan, Mishen, Nazar, Beis, Naziros. So if somebody went ahead and accepted upon himself two Nidre Naziros. So Harini Nazar, Harini Nazar. So we'll say, we will see later on that the way that works is, obviously, there's no simultaneous Nidre Naziros because it doesn't make sense. You're not gaining anything. But what it does is it creates an obligation for consecutive Naziros. So if I say, Harini Nazir, then in essence what I'm doing is I've accepted upon myself Neder Naziros number one, and then after that Neder Naziros number two. So says the Gemara, so Megalechas HaRishona Yom Lamid, so you go ahead and you do the hair cutting and the karbonos for the first neder on the 30th day. Excuse me, Yom Lamed Ve'echad on the 31st day. Vashni on the Yom Shishi Ve'echad. And for the second neder Naziros, you do the hair cutting and the karbonos on the 31st day. So as it says the Gemara, Bishlama, I'm sorry, 61st day, thank you. Bishlama Rav Masna Necha. So as according to Rav Masna, this makes sense. Because Rav Masna's framework of Naziros is what? You have 30 days of active Naziros, and day 31 is your sacrificial, we'll call it your sacrificial day. That's where you bring your karbanos, you cut your hair. Therefore, it makes sense if you accept it upon yourself two consecutive Nidre Naziros, so days 31 and 61 are your karban hair-cutting days. Ella, top above. Ella, Bar Pada, Kashya. But Bar Pada will say, but according to Bar Pada, this is a question, because according to Bar Pada, remember, when should the hair-cutting and karbanos occur? Really, it should occur on days 30 and 60, to which Amar Lecha Bar Pada says, Ema Seifa, but yet look at the end of that same Mishnah. Look at the end of that same Mishnah. What does it say? Ve'im Gilach es HaRishon Aliyom Shloshim, Megalech es HaShni Aliyom Shishim. So what does the Seifa say? The Seifa says that if you ended up doing your hair cutting on the 30th day for the first Neder, then you should do your hair cutting when? On the 60th day for the second Neder. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Lamaisa, again, technically, you can do it on days 30 and 60 as well. And that supports Bar Pada's position, to which the Gemara says, Ela Seifa Misayele. And so therefore, again, I will say what comes out according to Bar Pada is that the last part of the Mishnah supports his assertion, namely, that really, a technical Nidre Naziros is 29 days of Akdam Naziros, and then the 30th day for sacrifices and hair cutting. And therefore, if you accept upon yourself two consecutive Nidre Naziros, so days 1 through 29 are your active Naziros number 1, 30, karbanos and hair cutting, 31 through 59, active days of Nidre Naziros, and 60 is karbanos and hair cutting. What about the Reisha according to Bar Pada? Because also here's the problem. The first part of that Mishnah said that really lechatchila, you're supposed to what? Observe 30 days, offer karban on day 31. Observe 30 days, offer karban on 61. So what do you use Bar Pada do with that Reisha? Ke Omer, but Omer Shalemim. That's where a person says what? That's where a person, if you look about, say, at the Rush. So I have to say this outside. The Rush says, but Omer Shalemim, Sha'omer Beferish, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleimim. So the Rush's opinion is that this is talking about a case of where a person says explicitly, I am a Nazir for 30 complete days. The Rabbah say, now understand, we see a little bit machlokis as to whether or not he actually has to articulate this, or just sometimes under normal circumstances, we assume that's what he means. But let's go according with Darash, that Darash says that literally he's saying, I am a Nazir for 30 complete days. So Rabbah say, it goes without saying that even Bar, you know, it goes without saying, but I'll say it. Right? So you understand that even according to Bar Pada, who holds that an Iker Nazirus is really 29 days of active Nazirus and the 30th day of Karbanos and haircutting, agrees that if I say, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleimim, if I say I'm a Nazir for 30 complete days, even Bar Pada will agree that's what? That's what? That again, it's 30 complete days and the Karbanos are offered on day 31. So that's how Bar Pada understands the Reisha of the Mishnah. Oh, so we're going to see that. Right now, the assumption is no. Right now, the assumption is that Karban Day of the first Neder Nezirus does not count as day one of the next Neder Nezirus. I'm sorry? Oh, so that's what the Gemara is going to ask, and therefore what the Gemara is going to answer is it's going to be a Mixas Yom Kikulo idea, like we saw yesterday, this idea that the first part of the day when you're offering the Karbanos counts as the end of the first one, and then the second part of the day ultimately counts as the beginning of the second one. By the way, you see that concept also, according to many halachic opinions, by Shiva and Shloshim. Right? This idea of last day of Shiva is also first day of Shloshim, which of course is not as big of a chiddush because Shloshim represents the first 30-day unit. But in any event, we're going in that direction. Amalech Rav Masna. So Rav Masna says the following, Kidiktani Seifa, Yom Shloshim Olim Lakana Lakan. So Barsha Kivanta. So the 30th day, Rav Masna says, works for this one and for that one. So day 30 ultimately, again, remember, is the end of the first Neder Nezirus, but also the first day of the second Neder Nezirus. So what does this mean, Maihi? What exactly is the impact of this statement? So if you want to say, Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, so if you want to say that it refers to the idea that part of a day counts as a whole, in other words, that what the Mishnah is telling me is that Lamaisa, again, day number 30, represents, again, the end of the first Neder Nezirus, and therefore, again, at least according to the Seifa, and Bar Pada, I offer up my Karbanos, do my hair cutting on that day, but it also counts as the beginning of the next Neder Nezirus, the first day of the next Neder Nezirus. But ha amrachata zimna. But we already learned that you could apply miktsa seyom kikulo, that part of the day counts as the whole by Nidre Nezirus. We already discussed that yesterday. The idea that when it comes to the duration of Nidre Nezirus, so part of a day counts as a whole. So why do I need to restate that over here? To which there was something very interesting. Maldatim, what would I have thought? Hani mili le'inyen chada Nezirus. I would have thought that maybe we say miktsa seyom kikulo only by one vow, meaning one vowing unit. So Mitzvah Kekulo means that Rabbi will say that when I have a Neder Nezirus, so part of the day counts as the whole. However, Aval Shtei Nezirus, lo. But perhaps, again, for two Nidre Nezirus, ultimately, again, we do not say that, meaning the Havamina is that Mitzvah Kekulo, part of the day counts as the whole, is only a din in one unit of Nezirus. But if I have two consecutive units of Nezirus, then perhaps, again, I should not allow for any kind of Miktsa Seyom Kikulo, the part of the day counts as the whole. Rather, I should require a full day to count as the first day of the next unit. Kamash Malon, know that that's not the case, that we could even say Miktsa Seyom Kikulo, and that's why, again, Rabosai, at most, according to Bar Pada, according to the Seifa, you're offering up the second set of Karbanos on day 60, and according to Rav Masna, you're offering it up on day 61, as opposed to day 62, because of Miktsas Yom Kikulo, so that last day of the first vow is also able to count as what? As the first day of the second vow. That's the Chiddush. So Tinan, Bosei, the Gemara brings another Mishnah. Tonight, im gilach yom shishim chaser echad yatsa. So remember, now the Mishnah said that if a person shaved on the 60th day minus one, the 59th day, then he's yotze. Sheyom shloshim ola min haminyon. Because the 30th day ultimately counts as day one of the second Neder Nezirus. So bishlom Rav Masna necha. So according to Rav Masna, that makes sense. El bar pada lamali. Ha'amar shloshim chaser echad. So we'll say, now the Gemara is asking a little bit of a different question. So the Mishnah said, if you ended up going ahead and shaving and bringing your kavanos on the 59th day, don't worry, it's okay. Why? Because the 30th day, which was the last day of the first Neder Nezirus, could also count as what? First day of the second Neder Nezirus. And therefore, although we would rather you wait until day 60, but nevertheless, if you did it on day 59, you're okay. So the Mishnah is like this. I understand why the Mishnah needs to state this according to Rav Masna. Because according to Rav Masna, he's the one who says that under normal circumstances, we like things to happen on day 31. Right here, he's saying even if it happens on day 30, it's okay. But according to Bar Pada, why does the Mishnah even need to state this? After all, according to Bar Pada, this is the normative framework for Nazirus. So why does the Mishnah need to go out of its way to restate it for me? Amar Lacha, listen to this. Such a simple answer. Amar Lacha, Ana Nami Ahasamchi. Bar Pada says, what do you think? I made up my shita out of thin air, right? Do you think I just came up with this idea like on my own? I got it from this Mishnah. Meaning what he's saying is this Mishnah is the source of my shita. Namely, again, this Mishnah teaches us that Lamaisa, technically speaking, the most basic unit of active Nezirus is day 29, with day 30 being the day for Karbanos. Where did I get that? I got that from here. Tanan, the Gemara goes weiter. Misha amaharini nazir. So listen to this. If someone goes in and says, I am a nazir, nitma yom shloshim. So this is actually another very interesting case. If he becomes tameh on the 30th day, soser es hakol. He goes ahead and he literally undoes the entire, soser literally means he destroys, he demolishes the entire nazirus. So can you imagine this? So 30th day, guy comes in contact with the corpse, destroys the entire Nazirus. When we say destroys it, he has to start all over again. So the Gemara is like this. Bishlam ala Rav Masna Necha. So also, according to Rav Masna, this makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because according to Rav Masna, on day number 30, you're still in your Neder Nazirus. Because remember, according to Rav Masna, when are you bringing your Karbanos? Right? Day 31. So according to Rav Masna, I understand this. If I go and I become Tamei on day 30, I'm still in the midst of my Neder Nazirus. And therefore, the Ma'isa, again, I understand why I have to start over. El Bar Pada Kasha, but Rabbi said, according to Bar Pada, that's a question. Take a look at the last Rashi. You have to do at least the Rashi. So look at the last Rashi on the left. El Bar Pada, Rashi says, Do Amra Ein Iker Nazirus Al Chav Tes Yom. So according to Bar Pada, who says that an Iker Nazirus is really 29 days, so am I so, sir? So why should my coming in contact with a corpse on day 30 destroy the Nazirus? Hanitma Achar Melosime Nizro. Technically speaking, I'm becoming tummy when? Technically, after the duration of my Neder Nezirus. And they both say, as much as I have not yet brought my karbanos, and I have not yet cut my hair, but at the end of the day, the duration of active Nezirus is over. So you both say, I'll tell you that just the Nafka Mina will have to see. The interesting thing would be, according to Rav Masna, if I were to go ahead and, let's say, have a cup of wine before I go ahead and bring my karbanos. So what's the halacha? So it would appear that there's a possibility to say that maybe on day 30, according to Bar Pada, that I wouldn't be chayiv for that. So therefore, okay, we'll see that later on. But Bar Pada says, that, so according to Bar Pada, if after 29 days I'm finished with active Nazirus, then if I become Tomei on day number 30, it really should not make me have to start everything over, because the truth is, my active observance of Nazirus has already been locked in. Amudbeis. Amulcha Barpada. Barpada would say, Ema Seifa. Yet look at the end of that Mishnah you're quoting. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eno Soser Ela Shiva. Then Barpada says, well, look at the end of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Eliezer says, you're right, if you become Tomei on day number 30, so that only requires you to go ahead and observe another 7 days. Now, where do we get 7 days from? Take a look at Rashi. Omer, Keneged Osan Yomim Shemona Bahen Shlishi Ushavi Machmas Tuma. So what I see, here's the issue. One thing everyone will agree with, which is that if you become Tomei on day number 30 before you bring your karbanos, what does that do? It delays the bringing of your karbanos for 7 days, because you can't come into the Beis HaMikdash without being tar. So Rabbi Eliezer has an interesting shita. He says that if you become tummy on day number 30 of your Nazirus, bless you, do you have to start your Nazirus again? No. But you know what you have to do? You have to observe another 7 days of Nazirus, which represents the amount of time now you have to wait to become Tahar in order to be able to bring your Karbanos. So says the Gemara, listen to this. So Bar Pad is responding.
You have to still be a Nazir, or you just have to wait 7 days to bring your
No, it's Eino Soser Ela Shiva means it is only taken away 7 days from you. So you have to be an active Nazir, which of course is a fascinating anomaly, because Tumah is usually something that brings Nazirus to a grinding halt. Here what we're saying is, because you now lost 7 days before you could bring your Karbanos, I don't want to call it the penalty, but the halacha is you have to observe 7 more days of Nazirus. But the first, here's what's interesting. He's saying the first 30 are locked in. They're locked in. But you now need to observe another 7. So the verse is like this. So now Bar Pada says, I don't understand, Rabbi Eliezer, what's the pshat with this? So I don't understand. If you're telling me that Tumah on day number 30 destroys the Neder Naziros and makes me have to start again, then Shloshim Ba'inan Nistar Kulhu. See, I don't understand. If Tumah before Karbanos goes ahead and destroys the Naziros, then I should have to start again, and I should have to observe another 30 days. However, but what's the pshat with 7? Kasava Rabbi Eliezer miktsas hayom kikulo. Rather, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that part of the day counts as the whole. And as well say, so what does that mean? So therefore, on day number 30, when I observed at least some part of my Naziros, so the entire Naziros duration was complete, but Lamaisa, again, there's a penalty in Naziros for another 7 days. But Enochinami, I want to be clear. Bar Pada is bringing this Shita as a proof to himself. The Gemara asked this case, brought up this case as a question on Bar Pada. Because in this case over here, remember, I'm becoming Tameh on day number 30. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah paskined that it destroys the entire Naziros, I have to start again. To which the Gemara says, according to Rav Masna, makes sense, because you have not yet finished your duration of Naziros. According to Bar Pada, already day 30, you're finished. You only require 29 days. To which Bar Pada answers, but look, there's another piece of the Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah quotes the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds you right. You don't have to begin the whole 30 again. All you have to do is just count 7. Why? Again, so that's a penalty because of being delayed for bringing your Karbanos. But Lamaisa, you see from here, that makes us Yom Kikulo, and therefore, again, when you observe part of the 30th day, the Nedin Aziris indeed is locked in. Tanan. So the Gemara raises another Kasha. Harini Nazir Mea Yom, I'm a Nazir for 100 days. So listen to this. Nitma Yom Mea. Let's say I became Tomei on the 100th day. So what's the halacha? So stress hakol. This destroys the entire Nedin Naziris. I have to start all over again. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser Ela Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it only goes ahead and destroys 30 days. Meaning, when I say destroys, meaning you have to start, you have to observe another 30 days. So the verse says like this. I don't understand. But we just said before that Rabbi Eliezer holds that part of the day counts as the whole, which also means for us the following, that as long as you observed some part of that 100th day as a Nazir, then what? That counts as the entire day, and therefore you've observed the entire duration of Naziros. And therefore, at most, you should have to observe what? Another 7 days of Naziros, which represent the 7 days anyway you have to wait to become Tahar in order to bring your Karbanos and shave your head. So Ve'ilo Sabar Mekhtios and Kugulo, and if Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that part of the day counts as the whole, then what? Then Listar Kulu. Then let him agree with the first opinion that says what? That when you become Tamei on the 100th day, it ruins the entire Nedin Naziris, and you have to start again. Well, see, you hear what the Gemara is asking? Rabbi Eliezer, your Shita is strange. Your Shita is strange. So again, I made a Nedin to become a Nazir for 100 days, and on the 100th day, I become Tamei. So the first opinion of the Mishnah says, sorry, you have to start all over again, because until the 101st, it sounds like what it's saying is, until the 101st day, you're still inactive in the Naziros. Therefore, if you become Tamei during the time of active Naziros, you have to start again. But the Gemara says, but Rabbi Eliezer says you have to go ahead and observe another 7 days. The Gemara says, I don't understand, what's his Shita? If you hold Mixos Yom Kikul, part of the day counts as the whole, that means as soon as you woke up on the 100th day and did not drink wine, immediately upon getting out of bed, which in general is a good thing, even if one is not a nazir, right? So I didn't drink wine. So that means I observed nazirus actively for a little bit of the 100th day. Therefore, mitzas yom kekulo, and therefore, again, I'm finished. I'm finished. Therefore, if I do become tamei on that day, the most I should have to observe is what? Is another 7 days of nazirus. And if I don't hold, if Rabbi Eliezer, if you don't hold mitzas hayom kikulo, then what? Then I need to finish out the entire 100th day with nazirus. And if I become tummy on that 100th day, then what? I should have to go back and observe the entire thing again. To which the Gemara says, Le'olam, lo amrina mitzas hayom kikulo. In reality, we do not say mitzas hayom kikulo. That part of the day counts as the whole. Aye, so if that's the case, ihachi listar kulu. So then why is it if I become tummy on the 100th day, why does that not destroy the entire previous duration of the Zeros and I should have to start again? Amar Reish Lakish, Hainu Taima de Rabbi Eliezer. The logic of Rabbi Eliezer is Amar Kra, Zos Toras HaNazir, Belom Beyom Melos Yimei Nizro. This is the Torah, the laws of the Nazir, on the day Beyom Melos Yimei Nizro, on the day that he finishes out his Neder Nizirus. HaTorah Amra, the Torah is teaching us, is Nitma biyom melos. If he goes ahead and he becomes tamei yom melos, we'll say, what does yom melos mean? Malay. If he becomes tamei on the day in which his neder nazirus is complete, tein lo toras nazir. Give him the basic laws of the nazir. We'll say, what's the basic laws of the nazir? So it's 30 days. And therefore, again, the Gemara is suggesting over here that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is not predicated on mitzvahs yom kikulo. I'm sorry, it's not predicated on Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, but rather it's predicated on this very specific pasuk. See, I will say, see, therefore, in this case over here, where I'm observing a larger duration of Nazirus, and I become Tame on the day in which the Nether is complete, the Torah is telling me, Tain Lo, I'm sorry, Zosa Torah Sanazar B'Yom Malos, that if something happens on the Yom Malos, give him the basic halachos of the Nazir, and make you repeat 30 days.
Why can't you argue that on the last day of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, if he brings the Korban, that ends his
because that's not mitzvahs and kikulo. Meaning, either you hold of it or you don't hold of it. If you hold, no, because everyone's agreeing. Remember, if you're holding mitzvahs and kikulo, I don't need the carbon that day. Correct, carbon's not the day. The carbon will be the day after. That is correct. I'm sorry. With the 7 days. Oh, so good. So why does it? Because he'll have to say that this din of Yom Malos only is applied to Nidarim above and beyond the basic amount. Meaning to go ahead and to tell you that Zosras Nabi Yom Malos tells you that if you observe the 30-day Naziros, we give you another 30 days in Naziros, that's already too much. That's already too much. But if you observe a longer duration, then ultimately, again, we'll give you the basic unit of Naziros to repeat. We use mitzas yom kikulo in
to answer not.
Correct. That's in a stam 30-day neder nazirus. Here, what the Gemara is suggesting is Rabbi Eliezer's shita depends on the duration of the nazirus. Stam nazirus, Rabbi Eliezer approaches that in one way. Longer duration of nazirus, he approaches it in a different way. That's how he's understanding.
40 days would be the same
as 100. Correct. Anything if you're within the 30. Your halacha is governed by the family, says Yom Kikulo following, which, by the way, makes sense because mitzvah Yom Kikulo, by the way, I will say, is an important point. Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is a concept in pre-established durations of time. So that's why Mitzvah Yom Kikulo applies by Shiva, applies by Shloshim. But Mitzvah Yom Kikulo doesn't necessarily apply in subjective periods. And that's just happening over here. So if you are observing a pre-established period of time, like 30-day Neder Naziros, then Rabbi Eliezer will agree that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo applies. But if you are observing some arbitrary random amount of time for Naziros, you can't apply Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, but you can apply Biyom Melos Yimei Nizro. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, Leima Ke Tanoi. So say that this is Machlok Yis Tanoim Ad Melos Hayamim. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara over here is quoting, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro Tar Lo Yavro Aro Sho Ad Melos Hayamim Asher Yozir La Hashem. So what does this mean? Says the Gemara, Ad Melos Hayamim Shom Ani Miyut Yom Shnayim. Now the truth is, what does this mean? What does this mean? Ad, it says, Kol Yimei Neder in Israel, all days of his Nazirite vow, Tar Lo Ya'avar Arosho, a razor shall not come on his head, ad melos hayamim asher yazir laHashem, until the days that he finishes out, until the completion of the days of his nazirus. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. So let's analyze this. Let's say ad melos yam shomani miyot yam shnayim. I will say, so what does yamim mean? What is ad melos meaning? What is? No, understand what we're trying to say over here. We're trying to figure out, like, what is that basic duration of nazirus? So ad melos hayamim. Shomani miyot yamim shnayim. I will say the most basic definition of yamim is what? 2 days. Talmud Lomar, kadosh yihya, gadol pera sa'arosho. But yet the pasuk then says that the growth of his hair shall be sanctified, which sounds like what? That whatever the duration of these yamim are, it's enough time for what, Rabbi Osai? For the guy to accumulate a lot of hair. So ein gidul se'ar, pachos mishloshin yom, divi Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says that lamaisa, there can't be significant hair growth in less than 30 days. So you see what he's doing? See, on one hand, the Navi, the Torah tells me that the Neder Nezirus extends for Yamim, for days, but yet it doesn't tell me how many days, but it does tell me that it's enough days that the hair becomes pretty significant. So what's the basic unit of time in which hair growth becomes significant? Says Rabbi Yoshia, 30 days. 30 days. On the other hand, Rabbi Yonah son Omer, Eino Tzarech, Harehu Omer Ad Malos HaYamim. So Rabbi Yonasan says a little bit differently. He says, on the other hand, the Torah says, Ad Malos Hayamim, that you have to observe Neder Nezirus until the days are complete. Which are the days that ultimately, again, become complete? Or what's the unit of time that is subject to completion? Havi Omer Shloshim Yom. I would say that this refers to 30 days. Now, we'll say, now what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says over here, Elohein yamim shetzvichen lamalos, havi omer lamed, it's in the wide lines, probably about 15, 20 lines right from the bottom. Elohein yamim shetzvichen lamalos, havi omer lamed, dechadsha shalavana, eno elachavtes v'chatzi. Upamim shuhul tzorech lahashlim, l'minyan shloshim, lafuki shay yamim shal esrim v'shal arboim, she'ino tzvichen lamalos. So both say, listen to this. This is very interesting. So Rabbi Yonasan says like this, ad malos yamin Nizra, sounds like what the Torah is saying is the following. That how long are you a nazir for? For the amount of time that it takes to become a male. I will say, now we know ultimately that in the calendar, so a month could either be a male or a chaser. Right? It could be 29 days or it could be 30 days. Therefore, again, Rabbi Yonasan suggests that ad malos teaches me that I'm a nazir for the amount of time that could potentially round out to a male, which means 30 days, a month, which is 30 days. So we'll say, here's what you have, which is very interesting. So Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan seem to be agreeing that a stam neder nezirus is for 30 days. But watch this. So the Gemara says, my love, Rav Masna to Amar Rabbi Yoshia. So we'll say, does Rav Masna not hold like Rabbi Yoshia? Ubar Pada to Amar Lecha to Amar Rabbi Yonasan. And Bar Pada holds like Rabbi Yonasan. Now we'll say, now where do we get this? So listen to this. Remember, what did Rav Masna say? Rav Masna says, Stam Nazir says how long? 30 complete days. And you bring your karbanos on day 31. So that makes sense like Rabbi Yoshia. Because Rabbi Yoshia says that again, the amount of time that it takes for the hair to really grow to a potentially significant state is 30 complete days. On the other hand, Rabbi Yonasan says that Ad Malos Yemein Yisroel means that you go ahead and you count the Neder Nezirus in accordance with the unit of time that could sometimes be Mali, which is a month. So perhaps what Rabbi Yonasan means is the following, that how do you count Neder Nezirus? That you count it like a 29-day month, and on day number 30 is when you bring your karbanos, like Bar Pada, like mirrored after a month that is chaser, meaning on one end it's month because the entire process will be 30 days, but it's 29 days of active nezirus, and the day 30th in which you bring your karbanos. Amar lecha Rav Masna, Rav Masna would say no. Kuli alma shloshim ba'inan. It's not true. Everyone requires that lemaisa you have 30-day neder nezirus. V'hacha, Ba'ad va'ad bichlal pligi. And I will say, what's the machlokis over here? It's a machlokis that, if you remember, again, we saw in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, that what? Do we say ad va'ad bichlal or ad v'lo ad bichlal? So when we say that you have to observe 30 days, everyone agrees, Stam neder nezirus is 30 days. What's the shaila? The shaila is the third, do we say 30 days means up until the 30th day, including the 30th day, like Rav Masna, and therefore again, the active neder nezirus includes the 30th day, in which case we'll bring the karbanos on day 31, or do we say that what? Or do we say that lemaisa, again, 30 days means up until the 30th day, number 29 days of active nezirus, and then what? On the 30th day is when I bring my karbanos. So Rabbi Yoshia savar, ad velo ad bichlal, so Rabbi Yoshia holds, ad velo ad bichlal. In other words, that we observe up until the 30th, but not including the 30th. Rabbi Yonasan savar, ad ve ad bichlal. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, we go ahead and include the 30th as well. Take a look at Rashi. Rabbi Yoshia savar, dahai dichsiv ad malos ad lamid mashma, velo shloshim bichlal. Right? So Rabbi Yoshia holds that ad shloshim means up until the 30th, but not including the 30th day. Lahachi itzrich kra gadol pera, shein gidol ser pachos shosh. This is very interesting. So Rabbi Yoshia by himself normally holds ad velo ad bichlal, that the 30th day means up until, but not including the 30th day. But that's why you have the rest of the pasuk that says, gadol pera rosho, the hair is growing significantly, and that only occurs when? In an entire unit of 30 days. On the other hand, Rabbi Yonasan Savra ad va'ad bichlal, v'lo itztirich l'cha, v'lo itztirich l'am migedal pera, de'ilav mi'ad melos hayam en nafka. Okay, so therefore Rabbi Masna suggests that this is the fundamental machlokes. Rabbi Yonasan Savar, I'm sorry, can we Rabbi Yonasan Savra l'am, we're fine. So Amar Mar, i'elu hein yamim, shetzrichem l'malos, have omer shloshim. So the Gemara says, remember what the Brisa said before. Remember the Pasuk says, Ad Malos Yemei Nizro. So the Gemara asked before, the Mishnah asked before, so what are the number of days that require, that needed to be Male, that ultimately needed to be complete? What's the number? So we said 30. Ve'ima Shabbos. So who says, why does it have to be 30? Maybe it's a week. Right? Maybe Stam Nazirus is a week up until Shabbos. Because after all, you know, Shabbos kind of completes the week. To which the Gemara says, Shabbos, Mi'ika Chasirusa. Is there anything deficient in the week? Meaning, melos sounds like something was not complete and now it's being complete. Is the week deficient until Shabbos? Top of Zion. Ve'ema shana. Maybe it's coming to, maybe melos rabosai means a year. Right? Maybe ad melos yemei nizro ultimately means that a stam neder nezirus is for a year. To which the Gemara says, mi maninan liyome. But do we go ahead and count? When we count the year, rabosai, do we count the year according to days? It's very important to say. We don't count the year according to days, we count the year according to months. Just so you understand that the way this plays out is, for example, when we know that we have to create a leap year. So when do Chazal have to create a leap year? When Chazal saw that Pesach was going to occur during the winter, right? The interesting part is, as much as we use a lunar calendar, the Torah links the Yom Tovim to seasons, which of course are solar based. So you could have a calendrical anomaly like happens, which is what? Where you begin to see that Pesach, the Chag HaAviv, is going to fall out in the middle of the winter. So what did Chazal do when they see that? They declare a leap year. How do you declare a leap year? So very often, I don't need a full month. What do I need? Just need like a week, right? So give me a couple of days. Give me a long weekend, right? And I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine to line everything up. But yet it doesn't work that way. In order to declare a leap year has to have an addition of a month, even if I don't need that entire month. Why? That's because the year is tracked by months. The year is not tracked by days. I have a harabanan, dikesari amri, minayin she'in monin yamim l'shanim. How do we know, Abosai, that when counting a year, we don't count the number of days for a year, rather we count the month? Sheneemar L'chod Shei Hashana, because the Pasuk says ultimately again, L'chod Shei Hashana, for the months of the year, Chadoshim Mechashvin L'shanim V'lo Yamim L'shanim. Ultimately, we go ahead and we count months for the year, and we do not count days for the year. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, the Gemara says, therefore, Ad Melos Yemei Nizro has to be referring to a basic unit of time that uses days. So days are not counted as words, but days are counted towards what? Are counted towards a month, and therefore, lemaisa, again, ad malos yemei nizro, the most basic unit of time that uses days to comprise it, is considered to be a month, and therefore, lemaisa, again, stam neder nezirus is a month. So mostly what comes out, interestingly enough, is that we find three different shitos as to as to the source, everyone's going to agree that Stam Nedir Nezirus is 30 days. So Baruch Hashem, everybody agrees with. But we have three different possibilities for the source of that halacha. Either according to Rav Masna, Kadosh Yihyeh, Gematria of Yihyeh is 30. Or according to Bar Pada, the number of times that Nezer, Nizra, that Shoresh appears in the Torah. Or now a third possibility of Ad Malos Yimei Nizro. It has to be a Malos of a Yamim, some type of culmination of accounting of a unit of days. What's the only culmination of accounting of unit of days? That's going to be a month, and therefore Stam Nedir Nezirus will be 30 days. So I said, just to share with you a brief... Oh, shit.